Hello, my name is Seth Neiman, and I am the host of a brand new show called The Music Spotlight. Since this is our first episode, I'm going to give you a little explanation of what you can expect every week. Every Wednesday, we're going to bring you the best music that released the day before, and we're going to play some oldies that you might have missed, but you really shouldn't have, and of course, the latest news, upcoming releases, and some breaking music that you might not hear anywhere else from indie bands. First song we have for you today, just released in the United States yesterday and worldwide the week before. This is the first single from Radiohead's new album, In Rainbows. This is Jigsaw Falling Into Place. Radiohead's newest single, Jigsaw Falling Into Place. Their album's available now, go pick it up in stores. I'm gonna let you in on a little secret. That song was my favorite song last year. I'm gonna tell you the rest of my top five of last year after this next song. Recently, I've had more questions about this band than any other. Music is my boyfriend, you know him. This is CSS, they come from Brazil, they're on Sub Pop Records. This is their other song from their CD. Let's make love and listen to Death From Above.
Calling me high on the telephone. You nervous that you couldn't eat. You came to show your mad love. You came to tell it's not enough. Come and erase me and take me with you. Kiss me, I'm drunk, don't worry, it's true. I wanted to show you how mad is my love. Come and attack me, it's not gonna hurt. Find me, deny me for fear when it goes. Let's make love and see that from above. Let's make love.
ideas when they were in my head. They were my secret, even in plans. Wine in bed and more than again. Wine in bed and more than again. Run, run, run to make a heart shake. Kiss, 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 we make this earthquake. I'm gonna get what I'm willing to take. This gotta worth the miles you made. Come back, I'll warm you up. Make me breakfast, don't make it up. You are so talented, I'm in love. Let's make a living, send that from above.
That was CSS, Let's Make Love and Listen to Death From Above, off their album Can Say Disse Sexy. I have no idea if I said that correctly. They're from Brazil. I don't speak, what would they speak? Portuguese? I guess. Anyway, so before that last song, I promised you I was going to tell you my top five of the year. I range across all styles. I'm not fixated on one style. I like to jump all around. So as you'll hear in my top five albums and my top five songs, they're pretty diverse. However, a lot of the top songs are on the top albums. I'll get started with my top five albums of 2007. My number five album was Curtis by 50 Cent. 50 Cent's latest effort was very good. You pretty much have to be into his style to enjoy this CD, but it's definitely one of the best rap albums made in recent history. My number four album is the Green Tour EP by The Album Leaf. The Album Leaf is pretty much an instrumental band, and they're very good, and I love their electronica. Number three was Graduation by Kanye West, slightly better than 50 Cent, as you remember from their epic battle he won out. It's one of the best hip-hop albums made recently, and it's definitely the best hip-hop album of the year. Number two is by a brand new band called One Republic. Their name of their CD is Dreaming Out Loud. I absolutely love their CD. They're like The Fray, only better. And the number one album this year, in my opinion, is In Rainbows by Radiohead. You heard their single at the beginning of the show. I absolutely love it. It's a masterpiece. My favorite songs of 2007. Number five is Rock Boys and The Winner Is by Jay-Z. A great rap song. Jay-Z apparently came out of retirement and debuted. Number 10, his 10th debut album on the Billboard Top 5 albums. Tying Elvis. The only people who have more number one albums is the Beatles right now. Jay-Z, he's got a record. Number four is Dreaming Out Loud, the title track from One Republic's new CD. It's definitely my favorite song on the CD, but I think you can only get it if you buy the CD at Target. Not for sure, though. Number three is Come and Go by 50 Cent. It's my favorite song on Curtis. Dr. Dre helped produce it. That's probably why it's so good. Number two is Time Bomb by Beck. Just a single released during the summer. I guess Beck got bored and released something. I love it. And number one, of course, is Jigsaw Falling Into Place by Radiohead. You heard it at the beginning. I absolutely love it. Some highlights of the year. I love Radio Ballet by Alluvium. They're an indie band. It's all piano, very classical. I love it. Also in the classical arena, I love Dumbledore's Army, which is a sample from the score that Nicholas Hooper composed for Harry Potter and the Order of Phoenix, the movie. I also love Real Love, a cover of John Lennon's song by Regina Spektor, Everything I Am by Kanye West, and Straight to the Bank by 50 Cent. New music this week, Janet released her single Feedback. Regina Spektor released an exclusive holiday track recorded at the Palms Casino in Las Vegas. Bubba Sparks released a CD of lost songs. Bjork released a brand new EP called Declare Independence. An exclusive live session was added by A Fine Frenzy to iTunes. Hawk Nelson added a new single called Friend Like That. Flyleaf released a new self-titled EP. And of course, Radiohead released their new album In Rainbows this week. Now take a quick look at the Billboard Hot 100. Number 5 is Clumsy by Fergie. Number 4 is Kiss Kiss by Chris Brown featuring T-Pain. Number 3 is Apologize by Timbaland. Number 2 is No One by Alicia Keys. And number 1, which climbed up from number 2 last week, Flo Rida featuring T-Pain. The song is called Low. On the Billboard 200, number 5, back up to the top 5, double platinum Miley Cyrus, Hannah Montana 2 soundtrack / Meet Miley Cyrus. Triple platinum Eagles is number 4, Long Road Out of Eden. Double platinum As I Am by Alicia Keys takes the number 3 spot, down from number 2 last week. Debuting at number 2, Growing Pains by Mary J. Blige. And 4 times platinum, Noel by Josh Groban, holding the top spot. We'll see how he looks after the holidays are over. Now, it's only fitting to take you out with the brand new Regina Spektor song called My Dear Acquaintance, A Happy New Year. It was recorded live at the Palms. It's available for free on iTunes this week. I recommend you go pick it up. Regina Spektor is a great, great talent. More people should hear about her. And this will be the end of the show. We'll see you next Wednesday. I hope you enjoyed listening and send your feedback to musicspotlight@duo.com, DEWOH.com.
My dear acquaintance, it's so good to know you. For strength of your hand that is loving and giving, and happy new year with love overflowing, with joy in our hearts for the blessed new year. Raise your glass and we'll have a cheer. Happy New Year.